Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon. The Soul of Business with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Soul of Business on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero. I'm joined on the phone today by Paul Fong, Dow Country Manager for Singapore and Malaysia, who we've had the pleasure of speaking to before. Welcome back, Paul. And Peter Brook, Chief of Infrastructure and Operations at Singapore Sports Hub. Gentlemen, welcome to the show. Paul, I'm going to start with you and we're going to jump right in. First of all, it is lovely to have you join us again. We've spoken before about Dow's efforts in building more sustainable materials for sports surfaces and playgrounds. Tell us about Singapore Sports Hub's blueprint for what is possible in terms of adaptable, integrated building design and how Dow fits into their commitment to using sustainable materials.
Hi, good afternoon, Clarissa. Hi. First of all, thanks for having me back. The Sports Hub project has demonstrated the possibilities of to have a mixed-use ecosystem successfully integrating sports, leisure, entertainment, and lifestyle. And as a material science company and one of the world-leading manufacturers of silicon technology, Dow is committed to making Sports Hub, one of the Singapore iconic structure, a success. And to meet the project goals of high performance, energy efficiency, and aesthetically appealing needs, our team has collaborated with Sports Hub and the consultant like Arab and DP Architect to optimize their glass facade and roofing with silicon sealants that ensure efficient weatherproofing and leak-free system that can last for decades. And with a proven durability track record of over 50 years, Dow silicon technology significantly improved the energy-efficient building and therefore paving the way to a sustainable future.
You know, it's interesting because I'm wondering whether you had to develop new things to work on the Sports Hub project.
Actually, this technology, we have it, but let me explain a little bit about the technology that we use in the in this Sports Hub project.
Sure.
So the key technology that we use here is our Dow Seal silicon structural glazing technology and the weatherproofing technology. And I'm going to give a little bit of a number so that the people, the architect out there kind of know this. In this project, the Dow Seal 795 structural sealant and the Dow Seal 791 weatherproofing sealant are specified and are used for both the roofing and glazing area. Structural glazing sealant allow durable bonding of thermally efficient double glazed layer to the metal frame of the facade, which typically already a good design. But our national stadium has the double skin facade, which makes the building skin even more thermally efficient. What this means, Teresa, is that the temperature within the stadium can be kept cooler, and our weatherproofing sealant is then used to seal off the facade joint to enable air and watertight building enclosed, therefore even reducing the cooling loads and the energy for operating. And all this contribute to a more energy efficient building, which is key in achieving the greenhouse gas emission reduction.
Right. Now we go to Peter. As a member of the public, I can honestly say I don't know all that much about what goes on into the design and construction of a complex like Singapore Sports Hub. Help us understand the significance of using these more sustainable materials, some of which Paul just highlighted for us.
All right, from the start. Now, right from when we designed the Sports Hub, our design team, like Paul said, from Arup and DPA, wanted to have the design as efficient as they could. And for me, I say that we actually achieved that. Our baseline standard is the BCA Green Mark Gold Plus, and we have achieved that three times now. So let's just talk about two main points. So the first thing is our freestanding dome. Most people aren't aware that it's the largest freestanding dome in the world. Why I raise that is because from a sustainable point of view, we've used a third less steel than what a traditional playing field as big as what we have would use. So that's a really good enhancement. It means less steel, less power, and it actually means that we can cool the dome when the roof is open or shut. So that's good. Part of that design that we have allows us to have the 100-plus promenade. You know, we get people using that all of the time. You know, they're outside, and because of the way it's designed, which was a consequence of the dome, allows it to be used if it rains or if it's hot or if there's shade or if there's wind. And because of that, we actually don't have to cool that space. The second biggest practical example is a little bit what Paul talked about, the NST bulb, but it's how we cool the seats. Because we do have the roof and it can open and shut, finding a way that we can actually cool the people inside there was very important to us. So what we've got is a system that we call bowl cooling, and that makes sure that we have cool air blown out around your feet and legs. And I must say, my wife and I, we attended the Suzuki Cup there just before Christmas, and we were on level 4 and 5, and the system works extremely well. You know, you feel the cool air, and it does that about 60% more efficient than what a traditional air cooling system would be. So they're just two practical ways on how we have used design to have a sporting event in a more sustainable way.
Right. Now, according to the 2019 Global Status Report for Buildings and Construction, to counteract the significant impact of the industry on energy-related greenhouse gas emissions, the average building energy intensity per unit of floor area for new construction projects needs to be at least 30% lower than the current levels by 2050. And I've got two questions in relation to what I just said. First, what are the greenhouse gas emissions that this refers to? Because I don't know, again, member of public, don't understand. And second, the average building energy intensity per unit of floor area for new construction projects needs to be at least 30% lower than current levels by 2050. Did you come close? Did you achieve these numbers already with Singapore Sports Hub?
Great question. I'll just start with the first one first. So with the greenhouse gases, what that refers to is just a collection of gases, such as carbon dioxide and methane, that actually trap the heat. Right? So things we can't see, we can't smell, but they're in the air, and the more we have it in the air, the more it gets trapped and the more the heat will increase. So what we try to do is not emit those. And how we stop to emit those is by being more efficient. So we use equipment that consumes less. So our aircon condition, our lighting system and equipment, if we consume less equipment, we have less gas. So we actually help to fix the world, hopefully. Right. So that's sort of in that part. So on the second part of the question about the 25% or the 30%. So we really did try to be sustainable right from the start, like I said in my first response. And partnership with Dow was one of those. But our design has actually allowed us to reduce the amount of carbon footprint that we have, and subsequently our emission is less. So for example, our design has allowed us to be 1,400 to nearly 1,500 less metric tons of greenhouse gas each year. So that equates to about 24,000 trees every 10 years, which is a really practical way of saying that our design is quite good. How we know that? We say all these figures, but how we know that is that Greenmark Gold Plus, which what we built to, allows us to be, well, certifies us to be 25% less. So we're not at the 30% right now, but we are well on our way to achieving that.
Okay, so it's a work in progress, but it's an achievable goal for you.
We are close, yes, because we're 25% there, and we have to get to 30%. We really do believe that we are well on the way to achieving that.
All right. Now, Paul, I come back to you. I got you to start talking about Dow's building technologies and how it contributed in part. But let's talk a little bit more about this now that Peter's explained, you know, the greenhouse gas emissions and reductions of approximately 125 metric tons of CO2 E3 over the period of January 2016 to December 2020. This is your chance to tell us, Paul, and explain to us, because, again, we are members of the public. We can only experience it, but we don't know why it's happening, why we're cooler, why we're feeling it. Dow's building technologies, how did it contribute to these pretty impressive numbers?
Yeah, thanks, Teresa, for the question. I think just now I did explain that using the silicon technology that allow a very good bonding of the structure and also the weatherproofing sealant also allow the facade to have a very efficient air and watertight building enclosed. And that together allow the cooling and the thermal efficiency to be very good. I'm trying to explain it in a layman term.
Sure.
And what it means, therefore, you're able to keep the temperature within the stadium cooler. I mean, for those folks that have been to our national stadium, Sports Hub, when you step into the stadium, you literally feel
that... It feels air-conditioned, by the way.
You feel air-conditioned, but yes, it's actually not air-conditioned. So it's a combination of various solutions, some of which is highlighted by Peter just now, and some of that is also due to Dow technology. And it's a combination of all this technology enabling our stadium to be able to achieve exactly the emission that we talk about, then allow this particular building to be fantastically iconic in that sense.
Okay, so correct me if I'm wrong. I'm again approaching it from a member of the public's perspective. What you're saying is your sealants and all that are so good that it makes that National Stadium feel air-conditioned, which is what I experienced. I actually thought it was air-conditioned at some low level. And you're saying, no, it's the sealants. So
together with the other stuff that has mentioned, we are not the only one as part of the solution. It's actually a combination of a variety of solutions inside that Sports Hub stadium.
So relating it back to, say, my house, for example, you're making a very, very compelling argument for me to change my windows and making sure that the sealants in my windows, for example, work better than they do now.
It's about managing the air flows, right? In the sense, if you have an aircon in, let's say, in your house,
right,
and if the aircon leak out, then you actually will use additional energy just to cool the same place at that temperature, right?
Right.
So if you have cool air, you want to keep the cool air in. If you have hot air, you want to keep the hot air out, right?
Right.
So sometimes sealant can help to do that job.
Okay. Well, exactly. So, you know, relating it to my everyday existence, you've making a very compelling argument for me to go home and check my windows.
Yeah. I mean, just to share a bit of 70% of the world high-rise building today actually has Dow sealant inside. And some of the building that we have, for more than 50 years, we have not visited the need to do a maintenance part because they are that good, and that durable in that sense. So just to give you a little bit of feel from a layman term, durability is also very good, right? Because the more durable the product, the less you need to do wastage and so on and so forth.
Right. Now we go back to Peter. This is, again, you know, it's interesting because I've been to the Sports Hub. I've been to the National Stadium. And of course, as the average person, I'm there to watch a sports event or what have you. I'm not thinking about the design, or I'm not thinking about how green a building is and energy efficient it is. But maybe I should be thinking about this. So you need to give us an overview of what I'm looking for next time I go there.
Thanks again. That's a great question. I'll respond to this in two ways, and I'll use a construction term. So it's all about function and form, and for us, that's equally important. So what that basically means is it needs to work, but needs to work well. So if we think about form refers to design approaches such as landscape, shade. For example, that what you'll see when you walk around Sports Hub is we have a lot of green spaces. We've got green spaces on our roof, on our walls. We've got our public spaces as well, including the promenade space we have. So they, in that sense, you know, the form there works, and it allows things to appear green and to be green. If you look at function includes the stuff that makes that happen. So really for us, things that probably you don't see what help us a lot. We've got 2,700 solar PV cells on our roof. Now, people don't even see them, and we're planning to do more. But of those, you know, that creates power for us of about 800 megawatts a year. And to put that into perspective, that's like powering 200 four-room HDB flats, you know, which is a really good sustainable aspect to our build. In addition to that, we capture rain water from the roof. You know, and we have one very, very large tank. It's 800 cubic meters in size, and we use that rain water to supply a pitch, And if we don't have a pitch in place because a pitch does move in and out, then we use that to provide the chilled water to our air con as well. The other one that people will see but may not really understand from a function point of view, around Arena Park, which is outside the MRT exit A, now we have a swale there that actually filters the runoff water from the ground, goes into that, gets filtered before it goes into Kallang Basin as well. So there are probably, you know, three or four things for people who, if they do come back, to have a look at. Can't really see them, but once you do, it's a really great thing to know.
Right. No, now that you've pointed some of these things out, next time I come, I'm going to be actually paying more attention to these things.
Because they really are. You know, they take up a large space, but most people don't know that they're there. And again, in a architectural sense, sometimes that's the best thing. You know, they just do what they're meant to do, so they work well. So again, that's the form versus function component.
Right. Now we go back to Paul Dow's 10-year participation in the Olympic Partner Program, as well as its 10-year as the official carbon partner of the IOC concluded at the end of 2021. Now, during this collaboration, Dow helped enable and exceed carbon neutrality of the IOC's daily global operations from 2017 to 2020. Could you tell us more about this?
Yeah, Clarissa, like you said, Dow 10 years participation in the Olympic Partners Program, as well as its tenure as a carbon official carbon partner of the IOC, concluded at the end of 2021, right? Mm-hmm. Now, the main objective of Dow's carbon partnership was to balance any unavoidable operational carbon footprint of the IOC. You may ask how. Actually, it's through a portfolio of carbon mitigation projects based on Dow technology for the built environment, just like the Sports Hub project, packaging and industrial processes, and in collaboration with our customers and value chain partners. And the program extends actually beyond the games, engaging organizations outside the Olympic movement to adopt proven low carbon solutions and validate their carbon mitigation impact, and then relinquish those carbon benefits in favor of the program, and therefore allowing IOC to be carbon neutral. If I may, let me quote you two examples, and they're pretty layman example, but it's actually very important because then you can kind of show this carbon footprint is actually beyond just the built environment, right? One is on food packaging.
Mm-hmm.
The packaging can play a very critical role in reducing food loss, ensuring consumer safety and meeting environmental goal of lowering carbon footprint. And one of the projects was to drive the adoption of the vacuum skin packaging by Aeon Group. Aeon Group is a supermarket in Japan,
mm-hmm.
supported by Dow Iomer Technology. And this VSP, or we call it vacuum skin packaging, extends the shelf life of products, in this case fresh meat, and offer better protection during shipment, leading to food loss mitigation and carbon reduction. And another project, which is actually industrial processes, this is closer to home in Malaysia. This is a Dow Meteor Retro ethylene oxide catalyst, or we call it EO catalyst. EO, just a little bit of technical here, is one of the world's most important chemical raw material, essential for consumer product in textile, in detergent, in insulation and more. But this effective catalyst technology has allowed us to reduce CO2 emission and improve energy consumption. If I were to convert that to a layman, it is actually equivalent to taking more than 10,000 cars from the road annually in terms of the carbon saving. So using all this technology, we help to mitigate the carbon under this particular IOC program.
So basically, technology, what you're saying is technology is the way forward towards more sustainable living.
Absolutely. That is without a doubt.
Okay. Gentlemen, I've actually enjoyed this conversation very much, but we've run out of time. We've been speaking with Paul Fong, Dow Country Manager for Singapore and Malaysia, and Peter Brock, Chief of Infrastructure and Operations Singapore Sports Hub. Thank you for the time. Thank you for the information. I have been intrigued, and I'm going to look at the Singapore Sports Hub with very different eyes the next time I visit.
Thank you, Clarissa. Appreciate it.
I'm Clarissa Montero for the Workday Afternoon. You're with Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.